Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:12. My, how time flies when you're having fun. afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Just discussing how cold it is getting or already is. I know Austin's going to be, he's prepping for the weathercast here coming up in a few minutes, but I'll put you on the spot real quick.
All right.
What are we looking at temperature-wise and include that feel-good wind temp?
Yeah, feel good, yeah. Sure. 36 degrees right now. Wind chills got you feeling like 24.
Oh, my goodness. I think we are geographically misplaced.
We're an anomaly for sure.
Okay, and it also brings to mind, if you're heading out the doors tonight, maybe doing some out stuff, put on the long draws. Put those draws yeah. on because you're going to need it. That wind is what really gets you whipping through there. Anyway, today, a special day, not because it is just darn cold, but today, especially for you New Orleanians out there, you yats, you know who I'm talking about. No better way to celebrate Mardi Gras than top it off today. It's King Cake Day.
Yes.
This is very cool. It officially kicks off the start of Carnival and the sale of King Cakes. One of Louisiana's most anticipated traditions, and that has fluently made its way down both coastlines, all the way from Texas celebrating and all the way into Florida and the Gulf Coast, which is really cool. Danny Zimmern does a kick, blah, blah, job on his Mardi Gras here in Pensacola.
A kick butt job.
There you go, man. He does. He does a great job. Been doing it for years. I think that's part of his middle name now, Danny Mardi Gras Zimmerman.
That's a cool name.
Has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Mardi Gras Zimmerman, pretty cool.
Hey, Mardi Gras. Hey, man. Okay, while there's a long history of hiding those little trinkets inside the king cakes, I want to make sure you understand.
Yeah.
The modern tradition of the small plastic baby actually started in New Orleans. Now, I preface this by saying, when I mentioned this to you a couple hours ago, most people don't know, but Mobile is the home of Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that to be pretty interesting. I know when I did radio in Mobile, pretty interesting for their carnival celebrations, Joe Caden Day, and things like that over there. Kind of like a size down New Orleans, but it was a lot of. They always do a good job over Mobile as well. A commercial bakery, I know it well, McKenzie's over New Orleans. Been around. Well, it's no longer around, but it was around probably into the early 90s or so. That was your that was the Mardi Gras bakery to go to. They actually started popularizing the trinket and the baby there baked, that's the operative word, baked into the cakes in 1950. They were originally made of porcelain, and they had to do away with that because people were breaking their teeth and biting into it. So it has some neat history to it. I wrote about it. If you want to go News Radio 92.3, you'll see it up there. I wrote the story about this. But yeah, McKenzie's was the cake place. Today, if you go to New Orleans, I'm sure there's some New Orleanians out there that can maybe justify what I'm talking about. Hey, Dell's Bakery, it's in Jefferson out by Ochsner. That's the real deal. Randazzo's, Gambino's, you got them all over there. But also as a great substitute, and we had a texter 2 hours ago texting in here.
Yeah.
What about Rouse's? Well, what about Rouse's? They got a great king cake.
Right.
And they're over in Orange Beach.
Yes.
The closest location here. Go to Rouse's and check out that king cake. But happy King Cake Day to you.
All right. Hopefully I don't kill the vibe here with traffic and weather together.
Oh, my Lord.
Sorry about that. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. That's Unbound.org. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. As for the weather, though, that's been the real head turner. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, 36 degrees right now, wind chill feel. Got it feeling like 24 out there. Tonight's low officially is 30 degrees, so it's only going to get cooler. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful sunny day, but it's going to be a little bit chilly as well. High of 48, low of 31.
Yeah, one of those mornings looking out that window going, wow, it looks pretty out there.
Yeah.
You got the div just cranked up.
I would have preferred weather like this leading up to Christmas, not coming off of Christmas.
I understand. Okay, stocks ended the first day of the first full trading week of 2025. Mixed. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
The Dow losing steam in the final hour of trading with the major averages finishing mixed. Tech stocks were the biggest winners today, boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Shares of NVIDIA climbed over 3% for a record close. Bitcoin pushing above $102,000 for the first time in a couple of weeks. Investors are optimistic about the cryptocurrency's future. Shares of Fubo TV surging 249% after the company announced that it would be merging its sports streaming service with Disney's Hulu Plus live TV service. The Dow winners: NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Amazon. The Dow decliners: Amgen, Procter & Gamble, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 26 points. The NASDAQ up 243. S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Donald Trump being declared the winner of the 2024 presidential election by Congress in a joint session. Lawmakers finalized the announcement as part of the official process. And VP Harris opened the sealed envelopes containing the electoral vote certificates in her role as president of the Senate. The Electoral Count Reform Act, passed by Congress in 2022 after the January 6th riots, tis the season, clarifies that the vice president has only a ministerial role with no power to set aside electoral votes. Golly, Chris, that word always gives me trouble tonight.
That's okay. 618 News Radio 92 thing. There are bigger and better things to worry about than that.
That is true.
Okay. Major, well, first, let's just go ahead and crank it off the box here. Major snowstorm of 2025 underway right now, impacting parts of the South, the Mid-Atlantic, and the East Coast. Well, Brandi Campbell has the latest from Louisville, Kentucky.
Several states across the United States are going through the first big snowstorm of the year. It brought on blizzard conditions to Kansas, dropping the biggest snow in years across the Midwest and raining crippling ice across Missouri and the Ohio Valley. School has been canceled on Monday for some areas and even going into Wednesday for locations like Louisville, Kentucky. The snowstorm disrupting travel. If you're flying by air, you may have had your flight canceled or delayed. 15,000 plus flights have been disrupted since Sunday. And for those getting on the road, you may have seen accidents along the way or maybe have had trouble yourself with ice and snow covering the roads. In Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
Okay, let me kind of do a snapshot on you. Right now, we're at Pensacola International looking at the board and looking at some flights. And let me tell you something. That weather is causing a mass of problems coming into PLS. Coming out of Houston, it's United Flight 4378, 415 touchdown time. That's now expected in about 30 minutes from right now. Coming up out of Tampa, Silver Flight 80, 610 touchdown, now delayed until 815. Flight coming up out of Dallas, Fort Worth, American 1474, touchdown 655, not tonight, 1140. Will be that one there. That's running about 4 hours late or so. Out of Charlotte, American 5429, 729 touchdown, now 830. Atlanta Delta 3021, 806 touchdown, now 902. Frontier 3930 coming up out of Denver. Yeah, 916 touchdown, now not until about 1015. And here's the one you don't ever want to see when the red comes up on the board. American 5544 out of Washington Reagan, 939 touchdown. Ain't happening tonight. They canceled that flight because of the snowy conditions. A lot of mess, right?
Just a bit. 620 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, one of the giants of Florida's citrus industry getting out of the business. Details on why and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all the fun things to do in Pensacola in the new year, including Pensacola Mardi Gras, SBC basketball, and so much more.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, KC, and the Sunshine Boys, and Austin Price with you on this darn, just no way around it, cold Monday afternoon. But thank you so much for having us on. We do appreciate that. By the way, if you're driving around, remember January is move over month here in Florida. If you're driving and there is any kind of vehicle stopped with their hazards on, you got to move over. Quickly. In 2002, the state approved the move-over law. Not moving over can result in a fine and points on your license. Now, the rule of thumb is, but what happens if I get back in a lane and I can't get around this this car because somebody's got me on the left side, I can't move around? The rule of thumb officially is 20 miles. Drop your speed to 20 miles per hour. Forget what the people are doing behind you. Yeah, they're going to flip their lights and maybe the bird or whatever. But don't worry about them. You worry about what's going on in front of you. 20 miles per hour, that's the law.
All righty, just past 6:25 here. Sticking with the roads theme, we'll get you another quick check of traffic and weather together. Roads are actually looking pretty good right now. The weather, that's a bit more of a polarizing story. 36 degrees right now. It's got you feeling like 24 with the wind chills. Tonight's low officially 30. Tomorrow going to be a high of 48, low of 31. Beautiful, sunny, yet chilly Tuesday.
Okay, Walt Disney's Mufasa claiming the number one spot at the box office in the first weekend of the new year. Fox's Kevin Urensky has the details.
The Lion King prequel bringing home $23.8 million in domestic ticket sales in its third weekend.
The circle is broken. There will be one Lion King.
Mufasa, run!
Sonic the Hedgehog 3, which dominated the past 2 weekends, falls to second place this week with $21.2 million. The gothic horror film Nosferatu staying in third place with $13.2 million in ticket sales. And rounding at the top five, Moana 2 and Wicked, both after several weeks in theaters. Moana 2 pulling in $12.4 million in sales this weekend, and Wicked earning $10.2 million. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. One of the giants of Florida's citrus industry getting out of the business, Fort Myers-based Alico has owned citrus groves in Florida for a century. Now the company says it's winding down production. Florida Polytechnic University professor Robert Krieger says the ultimate cause is the ongoing battle with greening disease that has decimated crop yields. Alico says most of the thousands of acres it owns in Florida will be used to grow other crops, with about 10% of its land going to development in the next 5 years.
Okay, car buyers looking at smaller options heading into the new year. Jeff Manasso has more on Fox Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
Americans are downsizing their cars at record rates, the trend according to new data from Edmunds, due to economic pressures, high car and gas prices, and interest rates. With about a $19,000 gap between the average compact and mid-sized SUV, according to Edmunds, that says the shift towards smaller cars is also about practicality. Compact and subcompact SUVs still offer a higher riding position with better fuel economy and advanced features, all at a lower price point. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the Cybertruck that exploded last week in Las Vegas will be back on the road. It retained its signature structure. Musk saying on X that the battery pack never even caught fire and the tires are still inflated, that the Cybertruck is the worst possible choice for a car bomb, as its stainless steel armor will contain the blast better than any other commercial vehicle on the road. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty. And one of our top stories here, not just locally, but in the state of Florida, $895 billion National Defense Authorization Act legislation signed into law last month by President Joe Biden includes $4.1 million to allow for the design of a new child development center at Naval Air Station Whiting Field. Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott, who serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee and is ranking member of its personnel subcommittee, touted the funding as a signature achievement. The money to Whiting Field actually exceeds by nearly a third the amount originally approved for allocation.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd take it.
Yeah, well, no problem.
Smile. I wonder if that decision came out of Jacksonville. Probably did. Everything comes out of Jacksonville for military, Navy decisions. Hey, a couple of weeks until Inauguration Day. This is, of course, when President Trump will take office. If you want to go up, you want to go up there? If you want to make the drive from Pensacola to Washington or fly to attend the inauguration, tickets are free. Here comes the catch. But you can't just sign up to go. A limited number are available, and you must request them from your local congressional representative. Now, we've got some pretty nice reps around here.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd say, hey, we'd love to have you up here in Washington.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would.
I'm sure we got some lenient folks, but I don't know if I'm going to make that trip.
Yeah, good luck.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The judge in President-elect Trump's New York hush money case denies Trump's request to delay sentencing, Fox's Gernal Scott reports.
The Trump defense team has said appeals still underway have to play out before any sentencing can happen. The defense also cited the presidential transition. The Manhattan DA's office disputed that, saying the transition is not an official act.
Sentencing is scheduled for Friday. The 2024 presidential election has been certified in the Senate.
In what may be one of her last duties as vice president, Kamala Harris certified that she lost the election to President-elect Trump. The Capitol riot 4 years ago delayed certification of President Biden's win until the morning of January 7th. And unlike 4 years ago, no lawmakers challenged any state's electoral votes.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve's top banking regulator will be stepping down next month, making way for President-elect Trump to name a replacement. The news comes amid speculation that Trump might have been seeking to replace Michael Barr after he's sworn in January 20th. Barr's resignation from the vice chair for supervision takes effect at the end of February, though he will stay on as a governor on the Fed board until next year. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is stepping down as Liberal Party leader. The move comes after members of his own party have been calling on him to step aside ahead of an election this year. Trudeau says he'll stay on as Prime Minister until the party picks a new leader. Stocks were mixed today, with the Dow dropping 25, the S&P 500 gained 32, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq was up nearly 1.25%. U.S. crude oil futures for February delivery down 0.3% above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Sam Darnold had a tremendous regular season with an awful final game. Sam last night with the number one seed in NFC North crown on the line was extremely jittery and missed high on many throws, only completing 18 of 41 passes for 166 yards. And that performance provides more merit to the claim that the Vikings will allow Darnold to ink a lucrative contract elsewhere this offseason while handing the baton over to J.J. McCarthy. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 878-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
That's right.
just imagine this. There's a guy sitting across in the glass from me, and he's pointing his finger saying, start talking, start talking. In the music class, I have a little music play.
Yeah, we're vibing
all
here.
All right, News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this very, very, very cold Monday afternoon. I do hope you're enjoying yourself. Maybe you're tucked away in a nice warm car. Thanks for taking us along. We appreciate you letting us ride along with you on the radio. I want to jump into some sports here, but beforehand, and this definitely does qualify for a sports story, there is two new pickleball courts coming to the Milton Community Center. I got to love this. They've been talking about these pickleball courts down at the Port of Pensacola for quite a while. I understand there's movement on that issue, but back to Milton, these courts are scheduled for completion by the end of the month. Along with the new pickleball courts, the city resurfaced the current tennis courts with a $104,000 grant. This was from the Florida Recreation Development Association program. Now, the city has matched $35,000 of that for a total of $139,000 pumped into that project, but good for them. Pickleball is a fast-growing sport, very Absolutely. Fast. So, and they did some good stuff. So, that was you can classify that a sports story.
Oh, for sure. Pickleball is a sport, yes.
Okay, NFL coaching shakeup. They're saying, I like the way they slate this. NFL coaching shakeup in the Sunshine State. We know it's Jacksonville. We know this. Jared Max has a story for us.
It's called Black Monday, the day after the NFL regular season when multiple teams tend to fire head coaches. One day after the New England Patriots pulled the plug on Gerard Mayo after only one season as head coach, the Jacksonville Jaguars announced a head coaching change. After three seasons, Doug Peterson was fired. His team won only four games this season, after having won nine games in each of the prior 2 years. In three seasons, the Jaguars won 22 games and lost 29 under Peterson, who led the team to an AFC South division title in 2022. While the Patriots parted ways with one of their former linebackers as their head coach, another former New England linebacker, Mike Vrabel, who had coached the Tennessee Titans, is an expected frontrunner for the Patriots' job. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, Chris, I had to break the news to you that with it being Black Monday, there's no Monday Night Football on tonight. And that just ruined your evening.
And yeah, because I told you I was going out to buy food to take home.
Yes, you did.
I'm going to still do that.
You're like, I'll just be eating I'll go to something else on the TV
I'll go
tonight.
In morning or something like that. Back to the Friends reruns.
Well, the thing is, you know, we're hearing about all these coaches being fired. And of course, that's a very controversial practice, especially with someone like Gerard Mayo, who got fired after one season. But, Chris, there's actually another side to this coin, and that is the coaches that aren't being fired. We've heard about the Miami Dolphins. They're going to be keeping Mike McDaniel. They just missed the playoffs. But the Giants have also been pretty controversial. They're keeping Brian Daboll after the Giants went 3-14.
That's disgusting.
And this isn't the Gerard Mayo situation where he's getting his first season. No, he's been there for a little bit
right,
now.
Right.
And safe to say, the turnaround has not taken shape yet.
Okay. Just something else to worry about. Thank you, Austin.
I love to kill your mood, man.
Okay. Here's a good one. Saturday, Ice Flyers dropped Birmingham 5-2. They were slick on ice, let me tell you. Good guys facing Macon Friday and Saturday on the road, then return to home ice Sunday for game number 3 of their series against the Mayhem. Here's the tricky part. Please take note of this, because if you don't, you'll be about 3 hours late. Puck drops 4 p.m. Sunday, not 7:05 as usual, in the Bay Center.
If you show up to a 4 p.m. game at 7 p.m., you're going to miss just a tad of the action. Yeah, just a bit. Netflix taking its next step into live sports programming as it welcomes WWE to its service tonight. The pro wrestling company's flagship show, Raw, will air every Monday at 7 on the streaming giant. Tonight's premiere will see the returns of superstars Dwayne The Rock Johnson and John Cena, along with an appearance from rapper Travis Scott. It will take place at the new Intuit Dome in Inglewood, California. Netflix ended 2024 by live streaming the Jake Paul Mike Tyson boxing match and Christmas NFL games while winning the rights to the upcoming FIFA Women's World Cup. So they're firing on all cylinders, Chris.
A lot of things happening in La La Land, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Apple and plaintiffs agree to a multi-million dollar settlement over privacy matters. Eben Brown has more on the story.
Apple is agreeing to settle a class action lawsuit that argued its Siri personal assistant, accessible through iPhones, iPads, and Mac computers, had been violating users' privacy. Those plaintiffs argued that the digital assistant would record conversations even when being inadvertently activated, and that users expected those conversations to be private but the recordings were transmitted to Apple and disclosed to third parties like advertisers whose products would appear in ads on their phone shortly after they were discussing them. The two parties are waiting for the court to approve the settlement worth $95 million. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this because we had mentioned this earlier this afternoon. A former hairstylist for Fox Sports alleges in a lawsuit that former host Skip Bayless offered her $1.5 million for sex. The lawsuit filed against Bayless and Fox Sports says he made repeated unwanted advances towards her. Lawyers for Nushin Farahi says that she was forced to endure a misogynistic and racist workplace. She says Bayless told her he could change her life if she had sex with him.
Okay.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, but I guess it does happen sometimes.
It does, yeah. When people have power, influence in sports especially, you got a lot of egos in that business. It's a sad reality.
Okay, as you opened up that crack, I nicknamed my dog Houdini, by the way. If you give him a crack in the door, he's gone. Since you opened up that crack,
all right.
Going back to the I want to go back to the NFL. This was kind of the thread. I saw, there's your chance. Grab it. Okay, here it is. I want to get your take real quick on this coming Saturday, Los Angeles Chargers and Houston game. I think it's pretty darn balanced.
I think that it's supposed to be. It's the 4 and the 5. I think it's going to be a good game. Chargers, I believe, are the beneficiaries of the early spread going on the road to Houston, unless that has changed. I believe that's still the case. It was the case last night. But, that should be an interesting one. Ah, man, Jim Harbaugh, congrats to him for really grabbing this team by the reins, taking them to a playoff spot in his first year. Justin Herbert is really a talented QB. This is a good team. I don't know if they're going to have the ability to go the distance, but can they beat the Texans? Absolutely.
You got Harbaugh on both sides of the equation in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Jim and John. That's amazing. In the AFC over there.
Okay, I know you favor Pittsburgh on this, but I want you to be very fair and balanced here. Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Yeah, speaking of John Harbaugh, head coach of the Ravens there. Right. Yeah, Steelers, man, taking on the Ravens, this is tough. Lamar and the Ravens typically underperform against the Steelers, but we split our matchups this regular season. Most recent encounter, the Ravens won convincingly. Them being at home, Steelers having lost 4 straight, that's not looking favorable. But the Steelers, I believe, once again, as of last night, they were on the losing end of the largest spread of the wild card round. I find that a bit disrespectful. So if the Ravens do win, I don't know if they're necessarily going to cover.
Whew.
Yeah. Wait. I said it.
You meant every word of that. I could tell. I'm glad on this side of the glass, man. That's scary. Okay, Sunday, it is Denver at Buffalo playing the game in Buffalo.
Exactly. This is the main game that I felt should have a larger spread than Ravens-Steelers. I've got the Bills winning this game. I know Denver can get chilly. I know it can have some inclement weather conditions.
Sure,
Mile High is a jarring environment anyway.
You're telling me.
But they're going to have to travel a long way. Bills Mafia brings down the house. Once again, the Bills are known as kind of being a team that, you know, similarly to the Ravens, they kind of struggle in the postseason. But I think they can beat Denver. I do think they can do that. They're expected to by 2 possessions as of last night. So give me the Bills.
Okay, if you would have asked me this one last week at this time, I would have had a definitive answer for you. Green Bay, Philadelphia. I'd have said it had been Green Bay.
Really?
But now with Love out for Green Bay.
I'm surprised you had the Packers at all, being the 7 going to the 2.
Different. Philadelphia, to me, sometimes, and I respect the team, but they don't play the playoffs very well.
Really?
And that's I'm just uncertain to it, and I really don't care, you know. But I'm just saying, if I were to pick it, I would not pick Green Bay just because they do not have any leadership in the skipper position.
Yeah, if Green Bay is dealing with some injuries, that's going to be a dagger for sure. Green Bay was a sneaky good team last postseason, but we could definitely be talking about a different situation here, it seems. So I'll take Philly at home.
Listen, the Bucs are going to have their hands full against Washington. It's the night game, but the redeeming factor of this game, it's being played in Tampa Bay.
Yes, being a winner of a weak division, the Bucs are at home for this one. And not only that, but I believe it was the season opener. The Bucs beat the Commanders like 37-20 or something. But of course, the Commanders have really turned it on since then. This is going to be one heck of a game. I've got the Commanders, but I got them close.
Yeah, if Baker Mayfield was playing like he was playing yesterday, wow. I think Washington has something to worry
about. He's been great this year.
He really hasn't. Okay, it's a Monday game a week from tonight. Minnesota, the Rams.
Man, being the 5 seed after losing last night, they have to go to L.A. That's going to make this a more entertaining game, but give me the Vikes.
All right. That's the way it looks. NFL.
We've said our piece.
And we're going to stick to it.
Just past 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on here from what I can see. Roads have been pretty docile this hour, as they typically are this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 36 degrees, low of 30 tonight officially, but wind chill already has it feeling like around 24. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 48, low of 31. Sunny, beautiful Tuesday.
As Homer Simpson says, it just gets better and better.
Yeah, you love that weather, man.
Well, I mean to tell you, I'm ready to just run out there right now and and strip off my long johns. Don't think so.
Jesus.
Hey, listen. you need help.
That was phenomenal.
If you flew Southwest Airlines last year, it bested all its peers in 2024. Carrier achieved a low calculation cancellation rate. Get this, 0.62%. That's below 1%. 1 percentage point better than the industry average of 1.67%. Southwest, by the way, did not win the whole enchilada. Delta was the best overall on-time performance carrier, followed by United and Alaska.
All right. And now you know.
Sometimes too much information.
Just about 6:48 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, we'd like to get you your stock numbers. Well, Wall Street closing mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 25 points to 42,706. S&P 500 rose 33 points to 59,75. And the NASDAQ climbed 243 points to 19,865.
Thinking about maybe taking it at a movie. It's cold outside, and just maybe you can go just kind of slide into a local theater. Check out what's going on there. Well, The Brutalist, you familiar with this?
No, I am not.
Makes its case for the Oscars with a big night at the Golden Globes. And Michelle Pollino was there and has the story.
Nikki Glaser began trending immediately as host of the 82nd annual Golden Globes, cracking a joke about Ozempic and the failure of Joker 2. A surprise for Demi Moore, who took home her first ever Lead Actress Award for The Substance.
I had a woman say to me, just know you will never be enough, but you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick.
The clip courtesy of Golden Globes LLC and Dick Clark Productions LLC. The Brutalist was the big winner in film in the drama category with 3 awards, while in musical or comedy, Emilia Perez took home 4 on the TV side. Shogun dominated with 4 awards. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing his resignation today. He stepped down as leader of his Liberal Party, but will remain prime minister until a new leader is chosen. Trudeau's been at odds with President-elect Trump over the past couple of weeks. Trump's threatened to impose up to a 25% tariff on all Canadian goods if Trudeau did not deal with the increase of migrants entering the U.S. And Trump also jokingly referred to Trudeau as governor of the 51st U.S. state.
I think that's what's peeved him off, actually.
I mean, I'm sure. Well, because that does sound condescending.
Oh, you're I think
you're just one of our 51 states, Chief.
Okay. We wish him the best.
Yes, in all seriousness, we do. It was just Trump being Trump.
Okay, Trump. Trump is all over the place. He's got so many things going. I cannot wait for his big soirée down at Mar-a-Lago coming up, and that should be very, very. He's inviting all these people. Can you imagine, you never think about going to a place like that. Would you like to come to Mar-a-Lago? Jeez. Okay, tips falling into the middle 30s, in which we are seeing right now this afternoon.
Yeah.
True to their word, these guys are on target today. Pretty nice. Lows projected for the next 3 nights will be well into the 20s. Listen, this really goes into common sense, but cold temperatures back in the area. Remember the 4 Ps. Pets, people, pipes, and plants. Very easy. Keep pets indoors. Check on the older folks, friends, and neighbors. Leave the faucets dripping to prevent frozen, busted pipes. And it's a good idea to cover outdoor plants or bring potted plants inside. You don't want to have to make the call to the plumber tomorrow morning.
That is true.
You just don't want to do that.
6:51 on the nose as we speak. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got a Hollywood power couple confirming they're engaged. Ooh, can hardly contain my excitement. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Winter Restaurant Week, Pensacon at the Fish House, Valentine's Day Dinner, and Aria at Jackson's Steakhouse, and the Naples to Napa Food and Wine Event at Angelina's on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We're getting real funky here this afternoon.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, back in those days when that was a real hip song in back in the 70s, we used to wear knick-knicks. The shirts were knick-knicks. And when they were polyester shirts, and they had big, like, picture designs on them, you know, in the back. Let me tell you, the only bad thing about those shirts is if you got close to a flame...
I thought you were going to say they were itchy or something.
Oh, you became a torch, let me tell you. They were dangerous shirts, and I have to laugh about it because that's what you always had to be aware of.
My goodness.
Somebody catching you on fire. Hey, you played the song. You own into this.
That is true. Well, I'll tell you this. It's 6:55 on the nose here, and you mentioned being aware. So I'm going to keep people aware of traffic and weather together here. Roads are looking good. They have for this entire hour. Thanks for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 36 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Already feeling like 24 with the wind chill. Tomorrow, high of 48, low of 31.
Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton opened up here for their cold weather shelter tonight for the homeless and heatless. Actually, I need to tell you, they've been open for about 30 minutes now. So officials said anybody wanting to stay at the shelter and you want to bring a pet with you, it has to be a service animal. And by the way, shelter is only open from 6:30 to 8:30 tonight. So you got about an hour and a half if you have to get over there. And hopefully you don't have to get over there. You have some place that's safe and warm this evening. Going back to the movie situations, cold weather is great for movies.
Yes.
Well, Mufasa, you know the movie I'm talking about, right?
I do.
The follow-up to The King. Was it with The King?
Lion King.
Lion King, right. Anyway, Mufasa dethroned Sonic the Hedgehog. Remember this week I was asking you about, who in the heck is this Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, who's the Sonic guy?
Well, anyway, dethroned Sonic the Hedgehog to become king of the box office. The long way around.
Yes.
Kevin Uretsky has the numbers. Fox on film.
Fox on film.
I'm Kevin Uretsky. The Lion King prequel, Mufasa, rising the first place at the box office, bringing home $23.8 million in domestic ticket sales in its third weekend.
The circle is broken. There will be one Lion King.
Mufasa, run!
Sonic the Hedgehog 3, which dominated the past two weekends, falls to second place this week with $21.2 million.
All right, we got a rogue alien on the loose. How do we find it?
Start with a giant fireball?
I love it. Let's start with a giant fireball.
And the gothic horror film Nosferatu, staying in third place with $13.2 million in ticket sales. Rounding out the top five, Moana 2 and Wicked. After weeks in theaters, Moana 2 pulling in $12.4 million this week and Wicked earning $10.2 million. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, and mentioned this before the break. Zendaya and Tom Holland are who's engaged, by the way, Chris. TMZ reports sources close to the Hollywood power couple, that is. What are you shaking your head over?
I'm learning something here.
TMZ reports that sources close to the Hollywood power couple say the Spider-Man star got down on one knee between Christmas and New Year's at one of Zendaya's family homes. It was reportedly a romantic, intimate proposal between just a couple. The Challenger star appeared at the Golden Globe sporting a ring matching a Bulgari necklace. I'm too broke to know how to pronounce that.
It's quite all right. There's no better way to celebrate the Mardi Gras season than with the most decadent dessert of all, the king cake. And today officially kicks off the start of Carnival and the sale of king cake. So we're extremely happy about that.
Yes.
Closest place that has really the real authentic type of New Orleans king cake, Rouse's, over in Orange Beach. Rouse's, they do a good job with those king cakes. So anyway, it's not, they didn't pay me to say it. Just an observation.
Yeah,
just an observation.
Just a customer with a microphone.
Not that I just grew up on Rouse's. Not an observation.
Here's some good news for you. The bald eagle and osprey are being removed from New Jersey's endangered species list. The Murphy administration says the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife has determined that the populations of the iconic birds have recovered to the point at which their survival in the state is no longer in jeopardy. Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says this reflects more than 40 years of work to restore the species to the Garden State's landscape, including monitoring nests and educating the public about the need to protect them.
Okay, a couple of issues here you might want to take note of. City of Pensacola's annual satisfaction survey underway, asking residents for their input and comments on a variety of city-related questions. You can take that survey online or call 850-495-2666. The survey deadline for that is January 17th. And I just love the way this lady conducts politics. Representative Michelle Saltzman has organized a community blanket drive through Friday. As cold weather moves this week into the area, many of our communities are struggling to stay warm. New blankets of all sizes can be donated at her office over on Highway 95A in Cantonment. Coordinate by calling them first before going, 850-207-5024. Have a great afternoon. See you back tomorrow afternoon at 4.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.